Good morning. We are here. Give us a moment. It is June the 9th. New moon in Gemini. Let us begin. In our last discourse, we brought up the idea of prioritizing and letting go. And this is a theme that will be with you for some time. It is not something that you just get to do and be done with it. It is like an onion. It has layers, and there are more and more. You will prioritize and let go, and then you will reprioritize and re-let go, and you will find yourself peeling the onion away so that you have the things that are very high priority to you, and you have let go of all the things that are really not serving you. And these things that you are looking for, these prioritizing and letting go things, are on many layers, on many dimensions. Some are physical, some are in your field, from your past, from things that have happened to you, some are the things you have learned, some are the concepts that you would consider core concepts of your existence. For example, you might have a record collection that you no longer listen to, because the music no longer meets your vibration. And yet you have not figured out what to do with it. It's taking up space in your home. It's weighing you down in an energetic way. And there are all kinds of things like this that you will discover as you start to look around you. These things do not bring your energy vibration up. They bring your energy vibration down. Our vehicle watched a program the other day where a man talked about how he was very, very wealthy and how he discovered after a certain level of wealth that he was not getting happier. He was getting less happy. He was getting more and more and more stressed. And so he let it all go. He gave it all away and brought himself back down to a existence that met his vibrational needs. And we see that happening on a grand scale all over. Everyone is going to be doing that. And then, of course, there's this idea of things that have happened to you, those who have had traumas, who have had events that form their character, form their behavior patterns. And, of course, you are going to start finding some of those, we would suggest, and prioritizing those and seeing which ones you can heal and which ones you can let go. And for some of you, there are so many little ones that if you just don't learn to let them go, you'll never heal them all. But there are the big ones, and they go to the bone, we would say, and you need to find them and heal them as well. But look at the things that you identify yourself with and see if that's really you, if that feels like the you that wants to go forward. Because we think you will discover that there's a lot of what you have done from early, early childhood to the time you are in now that has formed and shaped you into something that you are not really pleased to be formed and shaped in. In other words, these forces worked on you like the ocean, and now you are either a nice, smooth beach, which would be fine, or more likely, you are this craggy, rocky area, and then you need to find and resolve some of these things. And then, of course, there's the next layer, which is your learned behaviors, things you have been taught or you have taught yourself that you identify with as being important to you. And it could be religion, it could be political affiliations, it could be ideological concepts. And you really will discover that some of these do not serve you either. They do not take you where you know you are going as an individual and as a planetary force. And so you will discover some of these things, these ideas that you have been clinging to that really don't serve you. They just don't. And you will have to let them go. You will prioritize them. You'll say, are they important? And if not, let them go. And so we bring this up again because, as we said, this theme will be with you for some time. We would say in all reality, probably 2 years, you will be looking at peeling the onion back, peeling the onion back, peeling the onion back. Because you are trying to get all of this crud, all of this crap that has been gunking you up off of you as individuals, as groupings and communities, and as a planet in general. Because when you can do that, then the energy flow that we have been talking about that is coming from the Milky Way galaxy center through your sun to your earth will not be blocked and will not cause you disruptions. What we mean by that is this energy force that is coming has great potential to move you. But if you are stuck, then it will push against you with great force. And so it will become more and more obvious what it is we are talking about as you find yourself scrambling to deal with the energies that are coming. You will discover maybe you might need to move, you might need to find higher ground or something, you might find that it is necessary to adjust some of your expectations for what it is to live in as individuals and live in groupings. Because a lot of these things will be seen to be blocking where you are going. And you will know what we are talking about as you see them. You will. There's a lot going on the planet right now. A lot of movement. And there's a lot of the political and social and food and medical and all of these things and others that we cannot even begin to talk about. They are all being pressured to drop the crap and move on into things that have but resilience and importance. Our vehicle thinks of the movie Star Wars, how important it was for Luke to get those things in the back of the property resolved, and yet in 2 scenes later the uncle and aunt are dead and he's off planet, not even worrying at all about the farm, the moisture farm on Tatooine. So the things that seem important to you in the moment, things that seem to grab you, a few scenes from now you will be wondering why you even bothered with them. So think about it. Think about where it is you are stuck and how you can get unstuck. Whether it is in where you live, what you have around you, the grouping of people you are with. Every dynamic you can come up with. Does it serve you? Is it moving you in a direction that you know you need to go? And we want you to be aware of that. You know where you're going. And if you don't, meditate on it. You do. It's there. All of you know it. We don't have to tell you what it is. You know it. You're moving as a planet towards it. Just like water going down a drain. You know you're where you're going. You're going to the other side of that drain. And so, prepare yourself as best you can by getting the crap out of your energy field, adding flexibility into your environment and into your energy field so that you can maneuver the rapids that are coming. And you are already in that. So if you are maneuvering now, you are already showing great prowess at this. For those of you who are being knocked against the rocks, think about it. What is knocking you against the rocks? What is it that you cannot let go of that is dragging you into the rocks? Now, we also would like you to understand that a lot of the things that you have been demanding are not worthy of your demands. And what we mean by that is Some of you really have been looking at the universe and saying, I want, I want, I want, I want, I want. And yet, those wants are really not deserving of where you're going. They are holding you back. So think about that. We're not going to enumerate them because we don't want to point at one person and say, you've got it and you don't. Each of you have some of this. Each of you are projecting out a level of demands on the universe that are not to your benefit. And so find them. Stop demanding them so that they can be let go and you can move forward. And with that, we will depart. It has been our pleasure. Good day to all of you.